For my development, I have now had an earthquake. I had Irene, and even though Irene did not do as much damage as Sandy, it did do damage to two of my buildings.
Isa Torres, president of the Alfred E. Smith Resident Association, a public housing development you could point to from the steps of City Hall today. Torres had joined New York Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, who has introduced legislation to address some of the housing challenges brought about by Hurricane Sandy.
With FEMA housing assistance expiring soon, today I am announcing that I'm introducing the Safely Sheltering Disaster Victims Act that will move money, reallocate money from Sandy's relief package, $50 million, to continue to provide Section 8 vouchers to families who still don't have a home because they're still repairing and rebuilding their homes. In a place like New York, where the market rate of housing is so high, it is important that the federal government continue to provide housing assistance for these victims.
Velazquez said the damage was so bad in some 170 units, families had to go elsewhere. The bill includes three acts: the Safely Sheltering Disaster Victims Act for rent assistance, the Public Housing Disaster Preparedness Act, which lays out what is expected from public housing authorities to create disaster plans, which will be reviewed by HUD, and include plans to deal with health and safety hazards like mold, restoring critical utilities, and ensuring food and water is available for residents, and relocating displaced residents quickly. Isa Torres thanked Nydia Velazquez and other elected officials, City Councilwoman Margaret Chin and Rosie Mendez, for their help during Sandy.
We would have died of thirst, not had any food, not had anything. And they worked together as a team. My congresswoman was there on the spot the moment, the day after the morning of Sandy, to give us support and to give us what we needed. It was one of the most humbling experiences. Not to have, you can have money and you didn't have any water to drink. Your bathrooms weren't working. And I did evacuate because as a leader, you have to lead by example. But every day I came to my development to check on my residents. It was not easy. People didn't have any food. There was nowhere to buy. Of course, there was no transportation. It was really, really, really hard.
The third act in the legislation is the Rising Employment in Affordable Communities and Homes Act, or REACH Act, which is a training and hiring program for low-income people living in public housing, Indian housing entities, and this act will strengthen the program. Velazquez says the combined legislation has bipartisan support and it's common sense legislation. So far, it's co-sponsored by Representatives Hakeem Jeffries, Charles Rangel, and Jose Serrano. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.